News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Should we step away from our phones and realise what we're missing? Alexander Hirst, columnist for The Guardian Europe, believes so. I caught up with him a little earlier. I began by asking Alexander about his recent experience where he was stripped of his mobile phone and how it made him reassess things.
Yeah, so I actually was kind of randomly an extra in a movie that was filming in Paris. And as part of being an extra, nobody wants you to have a phone on set because, you know, it could ring during the shooting of a scene, or you could be taking pictures and they don't want that. And so we had to put our phones all collectively in this big black box that then was locked and they brought to set. But there's also a lot of waiting around when you're an extra. And so not having the phone meant that all you had to do was talk to each other. And it was really kind of a nice, refreshing experience when, you know, we're always going around in daily life and everybody has their head turned down to the sidewalk, glued to their phone. And here it's like, you know, you have to actually speak to all these other people around you. And it was really kind of cool.
So was it awkward at first? Because I think our first reaction now when there's a lull in things is to reach for our phone and kind of Google something or whatever, or look at videos or whatever.
Exactly. I think that we all have this fear of meeting somebody's gaze, or the idea that we're surrounded by people we don't know and we might have to speak to them or endure that little brief moment of awkwardness and silence. You know, when I'm taking public transit, you always see people kind of just staring at their screens. And sometimes I notice like the screens are off, right? Like people aren't actually looking at anything. They're kind of just looking down at their phone so that they don't have to look around and, you know, see the people around them. There is that potential moment of awkwardness, but as soon as you can jump past that, I think, you know, you end up in really fascinating conversations with people. And most people are really interesting if you kind of spend enough time talking to them.
So you met some interesting people that you wouldn't otherwise have met, you think?
Exactly. And it made me think, you know, how many potential interactions and connections are we all skipping over in the other parts of our lives? You know, I don't know about you, but I think kind of somewhere 10 years ago, maybe, I think something went awry with technology and it had been serving us. And, you know, I love being connected to my friends and my family. I like the little conveniences that, you know, not carrying around a bunch of cash and paying with my phone offer me, or finding, you know, what concerts are happening in the city. But somewhere around 10 years ago, we all started, our attention got sucked into social media apps. And I think it's been highly detrimental. And I don't think it's really the way that most people want to interact with their technology.
You write in the piece that you think we're just at the beginning of a quite significant backlash to all of this. Tell us why you think that will happen.
I think you're seeing it with millennials, with Gen Z. People are moving away from smartphones. There's a movement among teenagers to go back to flip phones, the dumb phones that they're calling them. You know, there's also the rise of like dinner clubs, supper clubs, in-person meetups, running clubs. I think most people are really tired of dating apps and they feel like something is deeply broken with modern dating. I think the ways in which technology companies, they spent billions of dollars, have hired the smartest people out of, you know, the most prestigious schools and spent a decade figuring out ways to capture our attention by, you know, exploiting the weaknesses in the brain's reward system and all of that. It's really hard to fight against as an individual. And I think you're seeing a rise of movements of people that are like, this is not the way that we want to interact with our technology and to interact with each other. And in a collective way, we're going back to old ways of meeting people and continuing to interact with people. And I really hope that that grows and continues.
Okay, here's the nub. You had your experience. You enjoyed it. You're seeing the virtues of it, the benefits of it. But in a month's time or 2 months' time, do you fear there's a risk you'll fall back into your old ways?
Yes. So, you know, I was actually thinking to myself that I want to start taking one day a week and going out and about in the city in Paris without my phone, like leave it at home. And I understand, you know, people have different work commitments and different work schedules that might not be possible for everybody. But I think it's something I'm really going to try to do in my own life and just not have this crutch to lean on. And, you know, maybe I'll have to ask somebody for directions. But
that could go, remember that could we go used somewhere to do interesting. That.
Terrifying, right?
Yeah.
Who can imagine?
And that was Alexander Hirst, columnist for The Guardian Europe, talking to me a little bit earlier. What do you think, Jonathan? Could you survive without it?
Well, if I'm walking around Paris and I don't have my phone, quite simply, I'm going to get lost. So I think I need it for directions. I needed it to get directions to the Louis yesterday.
You could ask people directions.
No, no, you don't just, you know. No,
it does kill.
God gave us technology for a reason.
It does kill a little bit of the casual socialising that we used to do, doesn't it?
Like, oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'm fascinated at young couples sitting in restaurants, both of whom are on their phones.
I find
it's the biggest contraceptive that's ever been introduced.
Do you know what else I find really depressing? When you're seeing somebody walking the child in the buggy and the kid is on the
screen.
And the parent is earphones in, listening to something. It's just like, oh, come on.
You're not pointing out the ducks if you're doing that. Anyway.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.